showtime.
It's time for that radio show everyone loves.
Do not attempt to change the station. Just listen, and we'll keep broadcasting.
It's time to begin the show.
103.9 LI News Radio presents Your Island, the very best in talk radio, with your host, Tom Shalero.
And once again, welcome back as we hit the middle of the week. Now, this segment of our program is being brought to you by the Suffolk County Patrolman's Benevolent Association. The PBA serves to support law enforcement, participate in special events and programs all designed to help and protect our community. They care about you and keeping us all safe. From the anti-drinking and driving campaigns to protecting our children with education on the Megan's Law, PBA promotes a great relationship between the police and the people it's sworn to serve. Suffolk County is one of the safest counties in the country, and the PBA takes pride and strong belief in our security. They have honored our fallen heroes and contribute greatly to our suburban way of life. Need to know more? Go right to www.suffolkcountypba.org. Noel DiGirolamo, president. A lot to talk about today, folks. We've got some breaking news we're going to bring out in just a little while since we get some more information. And just talking about some of the great people here on Long Island. I'll tell you, never ceases to amaze me some of the groups, the foundations, the charitable organizations, and just so many people here on the island just doing some great things. And have you heard them on the show? Also, later on in the program, we got pretty much involved yesterday talking about constitutional rights, freedom of expression, freedom of the way you want to look, and we compared it to professional sports. And I'm going to bring that up in the second segment. Now, on the line with me right now, I just learned about this group not too long ago, is Eileen Shanahan. Eileen is founder and president of the Warrior Ranch Foundation, and I believe that we have Tony Simonetti, also the vice president of that same organization, an equine specialist. And you'll be very interested to hear what these folks do. Eileen, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom. How are you? Thank you for having us.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I have Tony with me, too.
No, actually, it's Senta. Tony was unable to make it, but Senta.
Oh, Senta Kelly. Okay.
Yeah, she's the quite a horse trainer herself, so she'll be able to give all that input.
Okay, and talk about, you know, one thing we do very, very much on the show, we talk about veterans, we talk about the police, and we talk about some, again, Monday we did a tribute, and I should say more of a remembrance of 9/11, and the fact that so many first responders, to this day, 16 years later, are still feeling the effects of that. And I was most gratified to hear that, you know, this is kind of like a subject area with you folks over there at the Warrior Ranch Foundation. Yeah, give us an update on what you guys do.
Sure. Well, very simply, Warrior Ranch Foundation, we are America's heroes rescuing America's icon. And we are open to all veterans and first responders, being mindful of those with PTSD. And we're also open to all horses with a focus on those in need of rescue and show horses who are suffering from performance anxiety. And basically, through horse interaction, we provide a safe haven for the healing and well-being of veterans and horses. And we probably have about a dozen people who have started. We're a young organization. We've had about a dozen people who have started in our program, and we are seeing some great results. And you know, everyone knows, we see our veterans can come home from war, and you know, we can see how they can be dramatically affected. It is also our first responders, the same thing.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, they see, you know, something like the magnitude of 9/11, which, you know, I mean, my brothers were there. Thankfully, they're okay.
You know, were they with the fire department, police department?
Yeah, fire department.
Fire department, right,
yeah. And, you know, but these guys see houses burning every day, car crashes, murder scenes. So that stuff has to affect you if you see that day in and day out. So our program really addresses both veterans and first responders, and we felt it was very important to include both in the program.
I just think the concept is incredible. I you know, again, now the more that I think about it, because, again, I spent 22 years with the police department, retiring as a Suffolk police officer, and, you know, even some mundane events that you might think don't turn out to be mundane, and that you go home and you just don't leave the work at the office, so to speak.
Right.
And the whole idea, and I also have a background with horses. I at one point owned Saddle Rock Stables in Middle Island, and I can remember just the ability to get on a horse and take a trail ride.
Right.
What that does for you.
There's nothing better than that, you know. But they you know, they say there's nothing like the outside of a horse. You know, does something great for the inside of a human being. You know, and you know, just even touching the horse and everything like that. I mean, you know, we do a lot of groundwork. I'll let Senta touch base and all that. But you have to be in the moment with a horse, because they're very large animals. You know, and you know, a lot of people may think you can just get on them and go, but you can't. You know, they're living, breathing creatures
yes.
with emotions, and they also live a long time. So a lot we focus on rescue horses, too, and the reason being is because there's a parallel between, you know, let's say ex-race horses or maybe a horse that you pull off an auction line. These horses have been through some emotional trauma, too, and they have to regain their emotional collection in order to be productive in our society. And there's a parallel between, you know, that and the same thing that our veterans go through.
Mm.
You know, you just, it's, and when you watch our equine experts work with the horse and bring that emotional collection back, you can relate to it. And then we let the veterans and the first responders go in and work with that horse as well. But I'll let Senta explain.
Yeah,
on
I'm
part.
Interested to what Senta has to say
yeah.
about that. You know, and I will say this to our listeners. See, I understand everything you're saying because
right.
I was involved. You know, it's difficult to make a person who doesn't have that interaction with our equine friends or the horses that we have. And we have thousands of horses here on Long Island. People
mm-hmm.
don't realize that.
No, they don't.
You know, back when I was in the business, I can remember that per capita on a geographic basis, per square mile, there's actually more horses on Long Island in Suffolk County than there are in the state of Texas. If you
right.
look at it from a per square mile area. And,
yeah, that's pretty amazing.
So interesting enough to those people that have open-minded, are listening right now, that this could be an unbelievable success. And I'll bring Senta into this.
It's really great that you touched on how many horses we have, because it's not just the ex-race horse or the retired sport horse, but it's also the backyard horse that
mm-hmm.
we're trying to keep out of the
yeah.
system.
Yeah.
And our veterans, we have an excellent equine expert, Tony Simonetti, who takes in these horses that may need to be rebooted. We're not saying they did anything wrong or anything to that effect, but their job is different. You know, we can all imagine this racehorse that's been tapped into this flight response. That's what makes them go so fast. And, you know, and just keep going and going until they get to the end. If you were to rehome that horse without doing anything with it, you could put someone in danger. You
yes.
know, that
oh, yeah.
come over,
yes.
as you would know, you know, you wouldn't want to put your 9-year-old on, for sure. So Tony works with these horses, decompresses them. Our veterans and first responders watch this process, and that's where they relate, because you have this animal that's reactive and very aware of its environment, and hypervigilant is how our veterans explain it, because that's how they come home. They come home where every little thing means something, you know, whether it's a twig or whatever, a spot on your shirt. That's what kept them alive, and that's quite frankly what keeps our horses alive.
Now, the clients that you do have, is there an assumption there? I'll make the assumption they have literally no experience with these very large animals. Am I correct?
It's a perfect assumption.
Yeah.
And that's why what our basis of our teaching is where to be, why to be, how to be around horses safely.
Mm.
So we're teaching our veterans and first responders the very basics of being around them, whether it's haltering, grooming, all of these things. And what's in it for the veteran and first responder is they're getting that feel-good feeling that you get, and you know, because you've been around.
It's amazing. I mean, I'd come off of a hard day of work, and one time I remember having to give CPR to a person during the course of my activities, and I was not successful. That bothered the heck out of me. But the time I had my horse, I went home and I took a trail ride, and I'll tell you, I felt so much better.
There's a lot of science behind it, and it's certainly proven to work with people that suffer with symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. Mm. And let's face it, whether you've been in war or out in on the police force or
yes.
a fireman, you're suffering in some degree. You may not have it, diagnosed. However, how do you not?
Well, you know, you said something very interesting. PTSD, I believe, exists on a scale. and that you could have a small amount of it, I mean, so to speak. I know that's a rough way of saying it, but it does affect, I think, first responders, all of us. It does, in some degree or another, based on the nature of the work itself. Again, but I'm very interested in what you folks are doing over there at the Warrior Ranch Foundation. Is at this point here, I know you're a new organization. Can you see success?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Like I said, we have about a dozen that have begun the program. And
which, by the way, is a lot at this point, what we're talking about.
Yeah, we're pretty happy. You know, because what's happened, too, is we've introduced it to a few people. They've come in, they've seen what it does and said, I have to get so-and-so. I have to get my friend. I have to get my veteran friends in. And they're bringing people in, which is fantastic for us. And what happens is, it's very interesting. And the way I'll explain it is, when people first come, they kind of have their guard up, you know, kind of like, what is this, you know? But by the end of the day, the smile on their face is remarkable. And the emotional breakthroughs that do happen, I got to tell you, Tom, I don't know who gets more out of it, them or us, because it's just so fulfilling, you know, to see the end result. And when they, 4 days later, when I have someone telling me, texting me saying I'm still on cloud nine from the day at the ranch.
Wow.
I mean, that makes me feel fantastic. And they can't wait to come back. And so, you know, ultimately right now we're working in private barns right now. Ultimately, we want to get our own ranch, and we'd like to do it right here on Long Island, you know, because as you know, we have the highest amount of veterans.
Exactly.
In the state.
Yeah.
And plus, you know, also too, we've got Islip Airport, planes, trains, and automobiles and hotels, so we can accommodate veterans from all over right here. So it would be like the perfect place for it, and that's what we're looking to do, is to have, you know, like a state-of-the-art 20-stall barn where, you know, veterans can come any day. You know, it doesn't have to be specific. Like if they're feeling like, oh, I just got to get out and purge a little today, they can walk up the driveway and come to our ranch and do that. So that's our ultimate goal. And so currently we're doing what we can with what we have, and we are seeing success. I think, you know, Senta, you would agree with that, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And one of the other reasons why we're looking for our own place is, you know, EMTs, police officers, fire department, they don't keep the regular hours.
Mm.
So by having our own place, we can offer that, where if they come off a late shift and they need some horse time, we're going to employ veterans or first responders that are retired there at our ranch.
Yes.
But our doors are always going to be open, and that's one of the things we're going to pride ourselves on, where they can come in and get that feel good interaction with the horses. We also are explaining to people that horses are our mirror, and it's teaching them positive coping.
You know, the whole idea, you know, Eileen, again, we have you down, the founder and president of Warrior Ranch Foundation. Mm-hmm. Where did the idea come from? Because I, you know, I'm thrilled at this. I mean, again, involved with horses the way I have been over the years, attending horse training for police in a mounted unit that I was involved in. And, you know, we get it. You know, people like myself get it. But how did you come? I would never have come up with an idea like this. Never.
Well, I have to say, I've been dreaming about it for like 10 years now, and it's kind of surreal for me to be actually doing it now. So it's been a long time dream. In a nutshell, I love my country and I love horses. And actually, everybody in our organization does. And I'm the daughter of a Marine.
Mm.
I have generations of military in my family. My father was a Marine, uncle was a Naval commander, brother was in the Navy, brother-in-law in the Navy, he's in Homeland Security now, I got cousins who are cops, brothers who are firefighters, nephews in the Marines and Army, so I'm surrounded by military.
Well, that certainly answers the question.
We're an Irish Catholic family, we're a good Irish Catholic.
Yeah. Now, that certainly answers the question as to now you could see that, you know, from your first-hand family experience, and then, of course, your love of horses. Incredible animals. I mean, the experiences I've had with them have been nothing. And I guess while we're talking about it right now, I had this horse, Shiloh. I bought him. He was, when I purchased him, he was 8 years old. And I lost him last year at 35 years old. And he was with me that whole time. You know, when people said, well, why are you so upset? I said, this horse has been with me half my life.
Right.
And he's lived in my backyard. I currently live on Manorville now on a smaller horse farm, a 5-acre horse farm. Wow. And people don't get it that when you go out there and, you know, Senta had mentioned looking the horse in the eye. And unless you've really done that and had that affection or affinity towards this type of an animal, you don't get that. You don't get that, you know.
And the good thing about it is the way Tony sets up our program, these veterans and the first responders, at least the dozen that we've worked with so far, get it really quick. And it's absolutely mind-blowing how quick they get it.
Yes.
Because we're taking away that fear, right? So we're doing it so systematically that we're showing them from a distance you can be this close. And then they get the confidence to come a little closer. We're not pushing. We're not saying you have to touch them.
Yes.
We're not saying you have to have an emotional breakthrough. We're just letting them be there in the moment. Take your cell phone away. The horse is in the moment. You're in the moment. And something, you know, it's actually magical that happens. And I know that sounds a little hokey, but
it does. The people that don't understand it, you know. And although I have a lot of, horse people that listen to this program.
Well, yeah.
You know?
and the reality of it is, you know, we can all, majority of people can understand how animals touching them, stroking them, make you feel good. But when you spend time with a prey animal, and we're predators by nature, and you spend time with these prey animals that react and see you for all the emotion that you're bringing to the table. So, you know, if you're in a bad mood or you're aggressive or you just got, you know, bad news on the phone, your horse will sense that. He shows you right away, whether it's he squirts away from you on the other side of the paddock. That allows you to say, wait a minute, what emotion am I projecting right now?
Yeah.
And how do I fix that? Because I'd rather fix it with a horse telling me than go home and put that energy in my family.
The horse checks
your emotions, checks your the way you react to your day, and then you can go home and not, you know, not put that on your family.
You know, I had owned Saddle Rock Stables, and I remember we did many demonstrations. And the way the particular horses would react when a child was on the horse as opposed to an adult that knew what they were doing. And, you know, it was amazing. The horse knows, hey, I have a kid. I got to be careful. I mean, the horse is saying that. You know, saying, well, how's it saying it? It's saying it in their mind and their instinct, you know.
Right. Incredible. And then when we get on, they buck.
Yeah, and then when we get on, they'll say, well, you're a person. You better know what you're doing. And that's so true.
They know, and they intuitively know what could hurt them and what can't, and that's what they're tapping into, their natural instinct of being a prey animal. They assess you based on what they feel you could do to them. So the child comes along, and they're like, this child's not going to hurt me, so I must protect it.
I must protect, exactly. It's so true. You know, what a pleasure speaking to both of you. Now, I want you to give numbers and websites because there may be veterans out there or police officers, retired or, you know, suffering from, you know, some mental issues that have occurred on the job because of the stresses there that may want to call you guys. So how do we get a hold of you, Eileen?
Definitely. Yes, our office phone number is 631-996-2581, and our website is warriorranchfoundation.org, and that has all our information on it. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Follow us, like the page, share it, and if you're in a position to do so, please hit that donate button because we can use funding for sure. And I thank you, Tom, for allowing us to be on the show.
Was a thrill to speak to both of you. Eileen Shanahan and Senta Kelly from the Warrior Ranch Foundation. You folks have a great, great day.
Sure. And Tom, we got to get you down to the ranch.
Yeah, I want to see her. Yeah, I'm going to get on a horse. I haven't been on one for a while. So.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome. Now, this segment of our program is being brought to you by the great Motorcycle Rights and Safety Advocacy Group, Long Island Abate. American Bikers for Awareness, Training, and Education promotes safety on our roads with the 2 and 3 three-wheeled rider to ensure automobile drivers look and see and know that motorcycles are everywhere. They promote training, common sense laws, attend court proceedings to ensure justice for those involved in motorcycle accidents where a driver is drunk, distracted, or recklessly careless. Call Abate President Jim Barr at 1-888-LI-ABATE or visit the website longislandabate.org. And one more, the Easton Portable X-Ray Corporation. I'm so excited about this company. Can you imagine your doctor says, well, you got to go get an X-ray, you have to get an EKG, you have to get an ultrasound, and you're not feeling too good. You don't want to go, but you have to go. Well, you don't have to go anymore. Their slogan is, we travel, not the patient. And veterans, we're just talking about the veterans, they are now covered under a Trump administration ruling, all insurances. Think about it. You have trauma injury and no waiting, no appointments, no travel, same day service. Easton Portable X-Ray Corporation. Give them a call, 800-684-5800. This is a good local Long Island company. Or you can go up on their website, epxray.com. The convenience there is incredible. And your doctor gets the report immediately. So there's no advantage to going there. Let them come to you. Once again, I'm your host, Tom Shalera. You are listening to Your Island Middle of the Week Special. When we get back, interesting topic, folks. Don't go away.